You know, obviously, I think, and they've both said this to me, you know, they traded for more wins and a chance to play more games. But really, you know, I just think it's a great honor, and both those guys are very deserving of the award.
You had high praise for him when you first got here. Seeing him play,
which one?
Pete.
Yeah.
You had high praise for him. After seeing him, did he even wow you more than you might have initially thought?
Yeah, he really did, you know, because I know I said that I was very excited about getting a chance to work with him. And, I mean, he is just the epitome of the same guy every day, you know, very dependable, reliable. And the fact what he does in the run game is what people aren't going to notice, you know, nearly as much as statistics. So, you know, that's what you don't want people to miss out on, you know, how much he does for us in protection, run, and in the pass game. And, I mean, he's just a very unselfish player that you can count on him almost all the time to do what he's supposed to do and make plays when you need him.
How do you prepare for a game that really doesn't mean anything in the standings? Is it difficult?
No, it's difficult. The situation we're in, you know, just from, you know, it's hard to accept that you're not going to get to play more games, but this game, you know, is our biggest game this week, and I think it's very important, an important game. You know, not a game you want to be in, but like I said to the guys, you know, unless you win the Super Bowl, you never get to get many chances if you're in the playoffs to end the season on a winning note. And so we got to take advantage of that, because I've been places where I really believe it carries over. It changes your kind of mindset, overall mood going into the next few months, you know, when you come back. I just think a win in the last game or last two games, whatever you have the opportunity to do, is, you know, has a springboard effect for you, and that's what we need to do. We need to build, you know, get this going in a positive direction here to finish the season.
Going back to Pouncey, just again, first center in the league to first three seasons in to go to the Pro Bowl, what's so special about him?
I think he's a football playing dude. I mean, that you know, when he came out, if you just relied on time, speed, and the combine and those things, you know, he'd be just another guy. But when the pads are on, I mean, he's special. You know, his football playing ability at the position doesn't add up with the measurables, so to speak. You know, so. It comes down to, when you're evaluating these guys, they better be good football players, and he's just that. And obviously, you know, if he's the first one ever to do that, I didn't know that. I mean, that's even more impressive, you know. But we see it every day, you know, so you just want to not take it for granted, you know, because he is special. You know, he's a really smart player. He helps a bunch of other guys. He is very athletic, you know, when the pads are on, and allows you to do some things that you wouldn't be able to do with other players at the position.
Hey, Charles, this will be the last time we talk to you for a while. What did the offensive coordinator learn this year about the Steelers and about this offense? And what will we be able to take into the offseason? What do you want to do better?
Well, I think there's no substitute for experience, and having a year under your belt in a new place is a big item. Because you do, you know, you have a lot to go by now, and you know, as you, you know, whether it's going down to the Senior Bowl and Combine, the role that we as coaches play, you know, and what our opinion counts, you know, as you move through the, you know, the draft and those things, I think you have a much clearer picture of your needs, at least offensively. You have a much clearer picture of all the players. You know, I personally, you know, I have a much better feel for all the coaches, you know, that I didn't know very well coming in. So, you know, no substitute for experience, and then it's just what you do with it, you know, and you know, I believe we'll just do nothing but get better, which we have to do.
Ben was saying that yesterday. He thinks one more year, you know, one full off season would be very beneficial too.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know, change is difficult. It's not always the easiest thing, because it's not always comfortable, because you have to adjust, and that goes for all parties involved. You know, in this case, for me, the players, the coaches, it's not easy, but it doesn't mean that it's not right. And you know, when Mike made a change, and I was fortunate enough to be the guy that was chosen, you know, you want to make your boss right, and I believe we will. You know, but a year of experience working together, all of us, you know, I think is priceless.
But you really didn't call plays for 3 years. Is that a difficult thing to get back into that groove after such a long layoff?
No, I think somebody asked me that early. You know, I think it's something that I'm very comfortable doing, but there was an adjustment early, you know. But I think by the time you came through the and some of that's just, you know, the operation of who's in the box, how you're communicating, who's giving you the necessary information that you have to have quick. And, you know, and we worked through that in the preseason. But in the regular season, you know, I think operationally we were real good for the most part. And there's always, you know, there's always calls that you'd like to have back, but you just don't want that number to be off the charts. But, you know, felt very comfortable in that role. And, you know, we just need to do a better job as a group. I mean, and we will.
Todd, there's always the head coaching positions open. If one of them pursued you, would that be an easy choice, tough choice?
It really is not anything that I'm thinking about. You know, I've said a bunch of times, and even when I came in and sat down with Mike, you know, early on, is that, you know, this is where I want to be. You know, I got almost three years experience doing that, and I'll needle him occasionally with, you know, this is a lot more fun than what you have to deal with. But and in some ways it is, because you get to coach and you get to work with the players on a daily basis and interact, you know, on you know, all the time, and it's the closest thing to being out there, you know, being able to be in this position. So I'm happy being here, and just want to finish this year in the right manner to kind of push us into the off season and get ready to be better here next year.